Good morning. I'm Dr. Elmo Patterson. Thank you for tuning in to the Indwelling Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Merry Christmas. I say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas because we have a Merry Christmas because of God. Because of God, what He did for us, we have a Merry Christmas. Because God did the ultimate things, what He do, He gave His only begotten Son that we may have a Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, brothers and sisters, there are seven reasons to celebrate Christmas. Yes, many reasons people celebrate Christmas, maybe because of their gifts that they receive, and because of the Christmas dinner with all the turkey, the Christmas, all the apple pies, and array of fruits and all things. That's where they celebrate Christmas. But there is nothing wrong with that. But our primary reason for celebrating Christmas is because of God. Because what He did for us. Hallelujah. And who He is. Who is God? God is an infinite entity. His existence is in Himself only. And by that, it makes Him absolutely independent. I say absolutely independent. He is omniscient, meaning that God has all power. He has all power, power to do what He wants to do. He don't need any help. He is anti-present, meaning that He is everywhere at the same time. I said, do you understand? I said, at the same time, He's over here, He's over there, up there, down there, wherever you is, God is there everywhere at the same time. How He do it? Because God can do what He want to do because God had the power to do it. Well, we thank God for this Christmas. We thank Him for this Christmas. Seven reasons to celebrate Christmas. The first reason, my brothers and sisters, it begins in Genesis. Genesis says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And it say that the earth was void, and God moved upon the waters of the waters, and there was light. I say He moved upon the waters, and there was light. Hallelujah. God is a powerful God. And it tell me that God made a greater light, which is the sun, which He used by day. And He created a lesser light, which is the moon, which He used by night. Isn't God great? Look how God is doing. God is creating on earth for His peoples. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For His peoples. Yes. Yes. In the beginning, God, He taken and separated the water from the land, and it say, and on the land brought forth grass, herbs, yielding seeds after their kind. Isn't God good? Isn't that a reason to celebrate Christmas? Because we have what? We have fruits. We have vegetables. We have many array of things that God has provided for us because He loved us. And why? God created what? The cattle. He created the whale. Not only the whale, but He created the tiger, the lion. All God created on this earth. And God said, after all His creation, He said, let us make man in our own image. Oh, isn't that a reason to celebrate Christmas? Because God made man in His own image. In the likeness of Him, He made man. In the likeness of God, He made man. Hallelujah. See, man is made a little lower than the angels because man is God's glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you see, God, being an all-knowing God, He saw that man should not be alone. And He taken and put Adam into a sleep. and taken one of his ribs, and he's taken that rib and made him a woman, a helpmate, a woman. And he made it for Adam because he knew Adam didn't need to be alone. God know what man need, and God know what you need today. All you got to do is just serve him, and he will provide for your need. You don't have to go to asking him to provide for you. He will provide you with jobs. He will provide you with homes. He will provide you with food to eat. He will provide you with everything. All you got to do is to just honor God and acknowledge that he is God, because he already know what you need, and obey him, and God will provide for you. Yes, that is the first reason we should celebrate Christmas. That comes out of Genesis. The second reason would come out of Exodus. The word Exodus, meaning the road out. The road out. Come on, somebody know what I'm talking about? The road out. I mean, you got to get out some type of way, but you got to get on the right road. And the right road is the one that God put you on. Isn't that so? Now we find out God's chosen peoples, the Israelites, they was in slavery. In slavery for some 400 years. And God saw his people suffering and heard their cry. And he cried, and God chosen Moses to go and deliver his peoples from under the bondage of Pharaoh. Pharaoh, that old mean Pharaoh, thought he had power, but he only had power he had what God gave him. And Pharaoh, he was so hard-hearted that he would not let God's peoples go until God had seven plagues that come upon him that killed all firstborn. That means his firstborn of his children was taken, the next one to be king. And the firstborn of all animals, all everything, all the firstborn, death come upon them. Only one that death can come upon was God's people, the Israelites. And God told them to take a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost, and the death angel will pass by them. And that's why they were spared, because they was obeying God. You will be spared today if you obey God. You will be spared from so many heartaches, so many disappointments, if you obey God. Because God will be there to rectify whatever's going to happen before it happens, so it won't happen. So all you got to do is obey God. Isn't that so? Or is that so? And tell me, after Pharaoh let them go, they made it to the Red Sea. And they learned that Pharaoh was in pursuit. And God had Moses to stretch out his rod over the Red Sea. And it tell me the Red Sea opened up. And God charged the wind to come and dry the bed of the sea, that his people may pass over on dry land. Look at God at work. The power of God. God has power that the wind obey him. Power that the water obey him. The Red Sea obey him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, my Lord. And God peoples passed over on dry land. And now it tell me Pharaoh looked and saw God peoples escaping and sent his army in pursuit. But God had Moses to stretch out his rod, and the water came and swallowed all of Pharaoh's army. You see, well, you don't play around with God. God is not about to play with. But Pharaoh learned the hard way. Don't play with God. Just do what God tell you to do, and all things will be well. Can I get a witness? Now, the third reason we should celebrate Christmas. Third reason, we should celebrate Christmas. Aha, uh-huh. It comes out of Exodus. Aha, uh-huh. This was God giving his peoples the law, which is the Ten Commandments. Aha, uh-huh. On the first commandment is the most important one. That thou shalt have no other God before me. Oh Lord, you see, God, he is a mighty God, and he don't want you to have no other God before him, because he is the only one worthy of to be your God. Uh-huh. You see, the commandment, which is the law that God gave his peoples to live by. It was designed to lead Israel to a life of particular holiness, practical holiness, to direct the community to meet the needs of other individuals. Oh Lord, in a loving and responsible manner. Yes, I tell you, God, the law was to be kept as long as they kept the law. God would keep the foreigners from invading them. God would keep the foreigners from invading them as long as they kept the law. Oh my Lord, isn't that a reason? To celebrate Christmas. Now we come down to the fourth reason to celebrate Christmas. I wonder, do anybody out there have a reason to celebrate Christmas? Oh Lord, didn't God give you a job? Didn't God give you a home? You might say, I bought that home. But God gave you the money to buy by giving you the job to earn that money. Oh my Lord. But don't we, you have a reason to celebrate Christmas. The third reason that we may have to celebrate, the fourth reason that we may have to celebrate Christmas is Joshua. Come in, Joshua. It comes because God's peoples had made it to the Jordan River. And now they are preparing to cross over Jordan into the promised land. Oh Lord, is anybody seeking to go to the promised land this morning? Because Jesus sat in his Father's house. There are many mansions, and he's going away to prepare a place for you. That's that promised land. He said, I'm a place, and I will come back. Come back that you will be with me. He told them that I am the way, the truth, and life. He is the way to that promised land. There is no other way. Now, it tells me as God's peoples, Israel, began to cross over Jordan. It tells me before they cross over Jordan. And enter into the promised land. They had to do a purification ceremony. That morning, a purification ceremony of their sins. Of their sins. What God expects of them. They need to know what God expects of them. Saying God will drive out the Canaanites. He will drive out the Hittites. There are not only Hittites, the Perizzites, the Amorites. God, it will drive out all of their enemies out of the promised land that God has promised them. It tell me God had Joshua to choose 12 out of the tribes of Israel and to carry the ark. And they say, when they carry the ark, when the sole of their feet rests in Jordan, it tell me that the water stood up. And it tell me that Israel was able to pass over a Jordan on dry land. Oh Lord, isn't God good? All you got to do is obey God. He will never forsake you, not leave you. Oh Lord, now there is the fifth reason that we have to celebrate Christmas. It come out of Samuel. Second Samuel. This one was when Israel was challenged by Goliath. It tell me Goliath was a mighty man. Who had armor all over. There was none equal to him, and there was none would challenge him. Because of his might. But David, he was one with just a gentle man, young boy, not even a man. He came and told Saul, said, let no man heart fail. Thy servant, he said, I will go and fight the Philistine, that old great Goliath. But Saul, David as a youth, not a soldier, and had doubts. But David told Saul, and I'm a keeper of my father's sheep. And there came a lion and taken one of them. And there came a bear and taken one of them. And I went and slew both of them. And that I may regain the sheep. And this old uncircumcised Philistine. I will defeat him. You see, Goliath didn't realize why he was depending on his might, his armor. And David was depending on God. Oh, I said David was depending on God. Is anybody depending on God this morning? He won't let you down. God will be there with you. God will be there. All you got to do is just believe it and just wait on him, and he won't let you down. See, David knew that God would not let him down, and God told him to pick up a stone and put into the slingshot. And it tell me as Goliath and David began to come run towards each other, David take and put the stone in the sling, and he take and slay one in the Lord, one in the Father, and one time in the Son. And when it's ended in the Son, he turned it loose, and that rock struck Goliath, and Goliath did not know what hit him. Only thing he knew, he fell to the ground. Isn't God good? With God, all things is possible. With God, God can open doors. With God, Nelson Mandela was locked up for doing, for seeking justice for all. But God opened the jail door after 26 years, and he became the president of that country. Isn't God able? God is able. He saw all things, and God is able to do whatever he want to do. Now, brothers and sisters, amen. Now, we have the six reason to celebrate Christmas. Amen. I said the six reasons to celebrate Christmas come from Luke. Luke, foretelling of the birth of Christ. Oh Lord, I said foretelling of the birth of Christ. Oh Lord, it tell me in the 6 months, God sent his angel Gabriel, to Mary, a virgin, who was espoused to a man named Joseph, saying to her, Hail, Hail Mary, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Oh my Lord, he said, the Lord is with thee. Is the Lord with you, my brothers and sisters? You don't have to worry about how the outcome gonna come, because the outcome is gonna come in the way that the Lord wanted to come. All you got to do is just stay and have faith and trust in the Lord. This what Mary did. Mary, is saying, to a man named Joseph, saying, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Mary, she was troubled, oh Lord, and this sin, trouble of this sin, and asked what manner of salutation this was. She didn't understand what was happening, but she said, Let thy will